Forgive me, Father, for I can no longer run. For far too long I've been on, I don't know, I just thought that there could be a place, like somewhere where I could just hide my head and never have to teach or talk about anything that relates to the gospel. I apologize for not taking the gospel on top of my head and putting it on top of the heads of those that listen to this podcast. It's been a very funny ride, I'm never going to lie. I think that at some point I was so sure that by this time of the year we would be in our second or third. No, actually, we would have rounded up the second season and been in the third season of the podcast. But I went on a hiatus. I went somewhere, a place I don't know. And then for the past 2 months, it's just been like a burden just to like speak. But I just kept saying, I don't know what to say. So I was like, okay, let's keep deferring it. We don't really need to do this now. You know. And it's like, I can't run anymore. I can't run. There's nowhere to hide. Before fish swallow me like Noah, let me behave myself. One of the very first things that the Holy Spirit has been trying to help me understand when it comes to like my walk with Him and just basically in general, just being able to teach. He's been telling me it's inside me, but I'm like, how? I was looking back at the podcast season 2 and I was like, oh, we started it off so great. And up until this week, I think it became so clear to me what he's been trying to teach me, why that the last 4 episodes were so important, why there was a freedom charge, why hashtag freedom was important. And it drew my attention to the parts in the Bible where it says, I will blot out your transgressions. And believe me, you, our transgressions indeed have been blotted out. As a prophecy to the prophet Isaiah, the Lord spoke these words way ahead of Jesus. But before we go into what the word said, I'll say what he's taught me. Personally, before we even talked about freedom and we did the freedom charge and we had the episodes on the podcast, one of the first things I did not know was I did not know why it was so important for me to have that episode, especially the very first episode of the season. Because to me, I just felt like, is it really necessary? Necessary right now. But then it was necessary. Like, I had, like, my own personal encounter, my own personal struggle. But it was so important in the sense that he was teaching. Through my story, people that were in even varying stories, an important lesson. And I was in the way of that at some point. I was like, what can you be teaching with my life story? And even after saying my story, after having the prayer charge, after like going on and on to teach more about that, I still didn't get it. I didn't get it till this week. And once I got it, I spent time just apologizing to my father. So every now and then, what used to happen was that even after coming to that understanding that I was free, the past had a grip, like a hook on me, in that I didn't have an understanding that, like, I had the understanding that I was free, but I didn't have the understanding, that it was blotted out, as in, like, it was erased. So I would always make reference to it. Like, I would see myself moving forward and I'll make a reference to it. And in making reference to it, I would create, like, a crack in the reality of freedom that I was walking in. And time after time, so that I'll walk in freedom for a particular period of time and then fall. And then walk in particular freedom for a particular period of time and then fall. But I couldn't see what the problem was. And today, I was talking to my friend Ada and I was saying, this is burden for me to, like, make an episode and just record something. But I don't know what to tell people. I don't know what to teach. I don't know how to teach. I don't, like, I'm still learning this thing. And every time I want to teach, he's like, study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. And I never got it. There's two things we're going to learn from this episode. One, we're going to read Isaiah 43. From verse 14. I'm using the NLT version. I know I normally use Good News, but today we're using NLT. And it says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Their life snuffed out like a candle wick. Smothered. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland, so my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. But dear family of Jacob, you refuse to ask for my help. You have grown tired of me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep or goats for burnt offerings. You have not honored me with sacrifices, though I have not burdened or wearied you. With requests for grain offerings and frankincense, you have not brought me fragrant clamors or pleased me with the fat from sacrifices. Instead, you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your faults. I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake, and I will never think of them again. Let us review the situation together. And you will present your case to prove your innocence. From the very beginning, your first ancestors sinned against me. All your leaders broke my laws. This is why I have disgraced your priest. I have decreed complete destruction for Jacob and shame for Israel. But now, listen to me. This is 44. But now listen to me, Jacob my servant, Israel my chosen one. The Lord who made you and helps you says, do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, O dear Israel, my chosen one. For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your children. They will thrive like watered grass, like willows on a riverbank. Some will proudly claim, I belong to the Lord. Others will say, I am a descendant of Jacob. Some will write the Lord's name on their hands and will take the name of Israel as their own. Let's go back to 43. The part I really want us to focus on in 43 is 25. Before he says, since from the very beginning, there's been sin in the world due to Adam and Eve, right? And one of the most important things is that we realize that the Lord our God is trying in all his ways to ensure that we stay true to his path. One of the first things that he wanted me to hold on to, and he told me today about it, is about that I will blot out your sins. Jesus, in coming and calling us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, says, I'll take your sins. I take your sins. He was crucified for our transgressions, like he was bruised for our iniquities. Your sins are remembered no more. Your sins I remember no more. Your sins I remember no more. In Hebrews 8, verse 12. I'm coming to, I'm building to something. So somebody don't be like, Amaka, where are we going? We're going somewhere. Just be patient, okay? We're going somewhere. In Hebrews 8, verse 12, it says, I will forgive thy wickedness. No, I want it in King James. I'll put it in King James Version instead. Hebrews 8, verse 12, I will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and thy sins and iniquities will I remember no more. One of the things that we need to remember is, in order to walk in this complete freedom that we learned the last four episodes, is that you need to forget the past. The past holds us so much back that we don't even realize how much it's holding us back from embracing all that God wants us to embrace, from walking in all that he wants us to walk in. And it's easy for the devil to whisper stupid things like, you're a fraud, or, you know, you that used to do, you that used to be. Yes, I used to be that, but that's not me anymore. And it's not even, yes, I used to be that. I'm not that anymore. I don't have that past. Once I come into Christ, once I confess my sins in Christ, that past is gone. I owe someone a very big apology, because I was having this conversation with one of my friends, and he was saying, you know, I'm not like, that's not me. Like, as far as I've confessed it, it's not me. It's done. It's done with. It's done away with. And I said, no, but that's been absurd. That's you. You did that. So, yeah, you are no longer there, but you did it. And he said, we disagree to agree, we agree to disagree, whatever that term is. And when I came to an understanding of this in my own time, this is like maybe months after we had that conversation, I was so apologetic, but I haven't even apologized. I feel like I owe them an apology, and I should probably call them after this. But I owe that person a complete, a big apology, because he was saying that's the truth. He was saying it the truth. If my father, my creator, will not remember the past, it's forgiven and forgotten. Why am I forgiving myself but not forgetting? I'm spirit like my father. I'm one with my father. If my father would forgive me and forget, that means I need to forgive me and forget. Just like if I want to forgive somebody, I need to forgive and forget. I can't be remembering, recalling the time that you pushed me off the ledge and I broke my ankle when I was 3. It's nothing like that happened. It's just a very abstract example that came to my head, and it's morbid now that I think about it. But, you know, you can't remember stuff like that. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Forgive and forget. They need to go hand in hand at all times. You know, it's one thing we do as human beings, and this is just in terms of us with people. And I feel like it's because we don't even have the ability to forgive and forget for us. Like, we think we don't have the ability, but being Christ-like, being Christ-born, being like God, born from Him, cut out of His own loins, we have the ability. We just don't utilize it on our personal life. So it's hard for us to do it for people where someone does something to you and they do another thing another time. You forgive them that time, they do another thing another time, and you feel a need to like list out all the things they did before to make a point as to why they offended you now. And it's like they don't relate. That's not how. If you are choosing to forgive, forgive for them and forget. 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 A lot of times we burden ourselves. We don't realize we're doing this. But it's a crack. Once I got a hold of that, it's the crack. It's literally the pinhole that I've left open over the years for the devil. And the Holy Spirit wanted me to understand, come to that understanding and shut that hole. Like, close the hole off. So close off your holes, guys. Close off your holes. Your sins and iniquities He will remember no more, He says. This ties back to Isaiah when he's saying, I will blot out your transgressions and remember them no more. Speaking of what He will do. And what brought us to that point where He can blot out our transgression was the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. So in Christ, when you come to Him, you confess your sins, and ye shall be forgiven. And in that very moment of forgiveness, all is forgotten. And He says, start afresh. Start anew. You're made anew. I can't believe it took me so long to come back, guys. I can't believe. We're made new in Christ. Second Corinthians 5:17, we're made new in Him. And that is the victory. That is our biggest victory. And it's something that, you know, the devil doesn't want you to come to a complete understanding of. Sometimes we have a half understanding of God's truth. And if you can just stay processing, stay meditating on that particular word, like, what does He mean here? He will open your eyes to see. Like, I was so focused on, I made anew in Christ. And what I saw that now happened was He made sure that I understood what that meant. Over years before Christ came, it was already proclaimed. I will blot out your transgressions. I'll blot out your sins. And I will remember them no more. I will do it for my sake, so that you don't sin to offend me. I will blot it out. But how does he blot it out? You have to come to that place of, I've confessed it. I've said it. This is how I sinned, Lord. And immediately I said it, he forgave and forgot. So let's come to that reality where we forgive and forget. He forgave and forget where it concerns us. Because once you forgive and forget, I have no past. I'm new in Christ. I'm new. I'm born anew. I'm born anew. All things have now passed. You know, we quote that scripture like clockwork, you know. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You confess your sins. The old is gone. A new has begun. You know, you lay it in front of him. The old has gone. The new has begun. So walk in the new. And he wants us, he has given us a task to reconcile people to him, to bring that reality of old gone, new has started to all men. So I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop. Sorry, Lord, that I went away for so long. But I wouldn't stop until that is the reality for a lot of us. I won't stop. That needs to be the reality that we walk in. That is the reality we need to carry people in, is to come to the understanding that their old self is gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. The devil will try and yank the bait in front of you. Try and say, are you sure it's gone? And you say boldly, the old is gone and I'm new. That means I have no recollection of what the old was. I'm not even bringing and saying that I was once a this. No, I am a new creation. Stay in the now. Stay in the now. Be less concerned about the past that he's blotted out, that he's not even remembering. Forget. Today, my auction for you is to forget the past and stay so focused on the now and the future. His plans for you, the beautiful plans he has for you now that you're in him. Don't give the devil a chokehold over you. Don't give him an opportunity to find access back into your life. I'm not going anywhere, devil. I'm going to keep saying it and keep saying it as the Spirit leads me to say it. Because people need to hear it. It's what they need to hear. So we resist you. And you flee from the lives of all those listening this day. We resist you and you flee. Thank you, Father, for this awesome time spent learning that we must forget. Amen. I'll catch you guys next week. Remain blessed.